This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I'm going to do a podcast today in a three-part segment. First, we'll talk about our stock trout streams. Then we're going to talk about the mountain trout streams. And finally, we'll talk about the smallmouth bass. Now, the stock trout streams, most of them are having an excellent stream level. The Game Commission has been very generous with their stocking program. In fact, some of the boys are catching some very large rainbows. The heaviest feeding right now is on some of the nymphs right below the riffles. These are getting real large, and really the trout are almost gorging themselves on these nymphs. The flies that we've been doing well with are the Murray's Darkstone Fly nymph in a 12, the Murray's Yellowstone Fly nymph in a 14, and the Mr. Rapidan Soft Tackle Brown in a size 10. Now, my favorite way to fish these is to wade into the stream about 100 feet downstream of the riffle. Here, I turn and wade upstream and fish upstream dead drift real slowly. And at this point, I fan my cast all the way across the stream upstream ahead of me. I want to cover the whole thing from bank to bank. And I want to make sure I fish all the way up to the riffle. Now, in that 100-foot stretch, I cover it so thoroughly, it may take me well over an hour to fish that stretch of water because I want to make sure that any trout in there has seen my fly. Now, to help detect the strikes on this, we put a new leader on the market this year. We call it the Murray's Trout Nymph Leader. It's balanced to cast well with these nymphs, and it has two of the scientific angler indicators built right into it. But this is a very effective tactic. It is good now, and I think this will stay good for at least several more weeks. We'll get back on here at that time and tell you what's going on at that time. But right now and for the next several weeks, I think this will give you some excellent trout fishing. All right, now let's talk about the mountain trout streams. Now, these are the streams down the Blue Ridge Parkway, back on the West Virginia line, coming out of the National Forest, those streams over in the Shenandoah National Park. All of these streams are carrying a very full water level. You're going to get your best fishing by going up on top of the mountains on all these, such as on the Blue Ridge Parkway or the Skyline Drive, and hiking in from the top. Everybody that's doing this is getting some pretty good action. Now, I even cheat at this time of the year. Not only do I go into these headwater streams, but I go into many of the small branches that feed the headwater streams. If you need help on this, I'll show you which ones I'm fishing. Now, this time of the year, because of the water level we have in these upper reaches, this is a great time to go in and camp and spend a couple days fishing these remote areas. If you pick and choose real carefully, you may not see another person all weekend. So think about those camping trips. The hatches we're having right now are the Blue Quill, March Brown, Little Yellowstone Fly. Now, my favorite flies to match these are the Blue Quill Dry and a 16. On the March Brown hatch, I still like the Mr. Rapidan Parachute 14. And sometimes below that, I'll run a 2 foot 5X dropper and put a Mr. Rapidan Merger size 12 on that. But those flies are real good. Now, on the Little Yellowstone Fly hatch, I like the Murray's Little Yellow Dry Stone Fly in a 16. You can catch plenty of those on dries. Another one on that Little Yellowstone Fly hatch is the new fly we put on this year, the Murray's Yellow Drake in a size 16. And there are a lot of those on. Now, I would go to a 9 foot 5X on this. Don't fish them on 4X. You'll get too many refusal. Now, the tactics I use on these are to move in below the very lip of the pool, actually in the pool below the pool I'm planning to fish, if that makes any sense. I watch the pool above me real carefully to see if I can find some rising trout. In almost every pool, there will be one or two fish rising in the tail of the pool. These are really excellent feeding stations. And I'll shoot a dry fly up in there and take that fish on the tail of the pool. Now, I release these real carefully and then work my way all the way up to the head of the pool with those flies I've just described. But I think this fishing will be excellent for the next several weeks and actually beyond that. But we'll get back and talk to you about that in several weeks. Now, let's look at the smallmouth bass. We're getting rain everywhere. Right at this moment that I'm covering this, which is on April the 21st, most of the streams are too high for good fishing. I think the North Fork of the Shenandoah will drop back and be fishable by this coming weekend. The South Fork will not be fishable by this weekend. But I'm going to tell you some of the tactics that I use at this time of the year. However, because of all this rain we've had, I would strongly encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast I did on March 18th. Because that thing I'm talking about fishing in those big back eddies below the riffles, that is still very much in effect, especially on the North Fork. All right, but some tactics I want to throw at you, which are very effective once it drops down just a little bit, are what I call fishing these bank bays. Now, what I call a bank bay is a cut back in the side of the river bank, usually about the size of your living room down to the size of an SUV. When the high waters come through every year, many times they'll jump the river bank and they'll gouge out some of these areas I call bank bays back in the side of the river. Now, the beautiful part about that from the fish's point of view is that they can hunker back in there, get out of the full force of the stream, and feed like crazy. Now, the flies I do best with in these bank bays are the Shanks White Streamer in a 4, the Olive Marauder in a 6, and the Pearl Marauder in a 6. In fact, Jeff and I just floated a river before this last thing hit, and Jeff caught a very large smallmouth on that Pearl Marauder doing just what we're talking about here. Now, an effective tactic is either weight it or float it, but be about 30 or 40 feet out in the river from these bank bays. I start by casting where the bank bay meets the main flow of the river, and in a bay back in there the size of your living room, I might put 15 or 20 casts in that outside edge. Then I gradually lengthen my cast and shoot further back into this bank bay, dropping my flies right in against the bank. I start at the upper end of it, strip them out slowly, 6 inches every 10 seconds, something like that, and swim them out through there. In many cases, we'll catch 2 or 3 nice smallmouth bass in those bank bays, and then we simply go from one to the other. We don't stop fishing in between if we're wading or floating, but when we come to these bank bays, we bear down and go at them. Now, if you're having normal water levels, normal stream depth, the floating line will be fine for you. However, if you've got strong currents or these bank bays happen to be over 4 feet deep, then I'll go to a scientific anchor sink tip 3 line with a 6-foot Murray's fluorocarbon leader, and that will let you get the depth you need. Often the strike comes just as the fly is leaving the bank bay and starting into the main part of the river. So bear down on those. I think you'll catch a lot of nice fish, but these are the tactics that we're using now. We're having good success with them, and I think these will be successful the next several weeks. I'll be back to you when conditions change and show you what's going on. If you have any questions, call me, stop in. I'll go over the maps with you. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you need me, just call me at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.